Radio.
Prepare to rig for dive!
Your surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Hi, my name is Ravi. I'm from zip-fiji.com.
Oh my God, I'm twisting around. I'm backwards. Help me! Oh my God!
You are listening to Scuba Radio.
I'm gonna die.
World's first radio show.
I'm gonna hit a tree.
Devoted to divers. On a surface interval, don't forget to come zipline with me.
Woo-hoo!
In the meantime, keep listening to Greg the Dive Master. He is also a zipline master.
Yo!
Thank you very much.
I lived! I lived!
You survived the zip.
So, Ravi, do you have a change of pants or anything I could...
No.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. And before, you know, on surface interval, I'm a zipline master in Fiji.
You sound like a puss.
No,
you
no,
sound
no.
like you were scared.
Have you done it?
You soiled
Have
your
you done it?
Yes.
No, you were a liar. I know you.
If I did, I wouldn't be a bitch.
I'm telling you, I wasn't. I had a
girly
great time.
Boy.
Okay.
Walt ziplined.
Wait, Vinny says what?
Walt ziplined.
Walt DeMartini?
Of course yeah. He did.
In Costa Rica.
Okay. Have you ziplined, Vinny?
Or no, I haven't tried it yet. No.
Oh, you haven't done it because...
Doctor doesn't recommend it.
Yeah,
I just haven't
which
been...
means he's going to do it. Which, by the way, the views expressed by Vinny Two Tanks are not those of any human person with a...
Do not
any
go
normal,
against
any
doctor's orders.
Person.
We do
yeah.
not.
Right. That's the word normal.
Yeah, we do not advocate going
Correct.
Against doctor's orders.
Right.
Listen
you
to
should.
Your doctor.
Listen to your doctor, yeah. Don't do what Vinny does. Let him be an example of what you shouldn't do. Learn from his
that is true.
Experiences. There you go. And you might live.
Danger is my business.
Uh-huh. There's that. But yeah, you know, stuff can creep up on you. Surprise you. You could have an incident. You know, Kenny's bouncing back from that. Other than, you know, the initial run of having to have some surgery done and stuff like that, everything's fine. You just got to heal up for a couple more weeks and you're back in the water if things go well. Is that the deal, Kenny?
Yeah, should be the deal. There's nothing to stop me from diving as long as everything heals up.
Well, okay. There you go.
Stock up on frozen peas.
So what are you doing in the meantime? Are you shooting more videos or are you just kind of sitting back and relaxing, taking some time off?
It's funny when you edit video all the time, and you can relate to this one, Greg. There is never nothing to do.
True.
There's just how much do you want to take on today? So mm-hmm. I've gotten less not caught up.
Yeah. Gotcha. Okay.
So somewhat caught up on some editing, but.
Right.
It's like mail. It just keeps piling up mm-hmm, and it just, mm-hmm. it's going to keep going.
Yeah. So. Well, what do you got on the horizon? You got any big trips or are you just going to shoot some more videos or what's
you know,
on the agenda?
Yeah. I have a new social media client, Journey Underwater. They're Australian based.
Aha. Uh-huh.
And they do a program that combines like yoga retreat and wellness retreat. They're doctors and they do like sensory practices where they actually incorporate diving in with it. And so we're going to
so like underwater yoga, you mean, or
kind of like that. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
We're going to find out more when we get there.
Yeah.
But it's on a place called Fitzroy Island off. It's on the Great Barrier off Cairns, Australia. It's
so
like
you're
a
going
resort.
To Australia.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what he's getting at, yeah.
Wow. Okay, well, you know,
hey,
I just got
by
back
any chance,
from there.
Yeah. Kenny, you're going to dive over there, right?
Of course,
yeah,
we'll
definitely. Yeah,
oh,
yeah, we'll definitely.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure. You're going all the way to Australia, and you're actually going to dive.
I feel like there's an undertone there. It's
yeah,
one
there,
of the other
there's
an undertow, more like an yeah. undertow.
Yeah,
trying to be a wise ass.
Yeah,
well, so. people,
yeah.
Yeah, some people will fly anywhere and then make an excuse not to die.
I made no excuse. I told you the truth. I went there
yeah.
and I was going on a big month-long trip and
with
diving
yeah.
was going to be secondary. And the day we were supposed to go, we were going to go do a snorkel at the Great Barrier Reef, but she wasn't feeling good, so we had to cancel that day. But I'm planning mm-hmm. to go back to Australia in September. They got a big dive show. Mm-hmm. happening in Sydney. And then when I go back for that, I am going to dive. So, Barry, you can suck it.
Not until you do it.
You know, until, you can suck it
until
now.
You nope. Until you do it, nothing's happened.
Okay. So yeah, says you.
That's coming from Barry, though.
Okay.
Which means 30 minutes from the lobster and won't even go.
I'm not. Well, exactly. Minutes. Right. You yeah. You're busting my balls, Barry, and you won't even. You got two weeks. Busting. You can't say busting.
Right.
Oh.
What?
Well, yeah. That happened to Keeney, so.
I know, I'm trying to be sensitive.
Oh, right. Oh,
okay. Sorry.
So, but yeah, Barry won't even go catch some lobster. You know, we got 2 weeks left.
Barry didn't. Yeah, he's so always, come on down.
He's always painting the house or doing tasks.
Sounds like excuses.
Paint the house every week.
He's always doing something.
How do you think he stays married?
What, by doing all these chores? Yeah. He has to earn his keep.
Keep him out of the house.
Well,
she may have.
Yeah. Well, but is Jerry your backup plan?
No, Jerry has his own furry creature.
Hey, Jerry's nobody's holla back girl.
Oh, that's what it is.
Holler back girl?
He ain't no holla back girl.
I'd never heard that one before.
Yeah, he's going to get off the air and call him up and like, hey, time for a little booty call.
No.
No. Yep. No.
Right. He's got his Bigfoot. He's fine.
He's got a Bigfoot where? Okay, let's just leave that off the air once again. All right, so anywho.
Keeney's got a lot of stuff to talk about.
Yeah? Is that true, or are you just talking BS there, Jerry?
No, he just got back from UK, and he needs to talk about it.
Were you at the UK dive show, Kenny? Yeah, did you go to that one?
I did, and I did it the exact wrong way.
Which means what exactly?
Good question. Fly into London, having never driven on the, they're going to hate me, wrong side of the road on the wrong side of the car.
Yeah.
And it's a 2.5 hour drive through London north to get to this place, which is kind of out in the country.
Right. And that was a mistake.
So you come out of the airport after flying all night, and it's like, hey, let's go ahead and learn how to drive on the other side of the road instantaneously into traffic.
Oh, they love that.
That's got to really mess you up.
Did you see Big Ben?
I did. Parliament? I did, actually. I did. It was
They were blowing at him, but he's going by.
Yeah, the bell rang.
Hey, idiot! You know.
Is it hard does it take a little while to get used to driving on the wrong side?
Let's just say no music. I cracked the window so I can hear cars honking, just full sensory, full focus.
Right.
It's like there's no screwing around. Like, you got to know where everything is in your car. And the guy's like, you think you can do this? I was like, well, I don't have a choice. And I go and I open the wrong side to start out. I'm like, we haven't even started yet. Strike one.
Yeah.
Yes, it's hard. You adapt very quickly. The one good thing about London traffic is there's always someone in front of you you can kind of follow.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But the roundabouts is what gets everybody.
Oh, right. I hate roundabouts.
Yeah.
They get left.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't bother. I let someone drive me. I'll hire a driver. But yeah, that's just kind of how I roll. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But you did get there in the dive show. I heard they did really well at that UK dive show. Is that the case, or how'd you feel?
You know, I thought being UK and it's kind of in the country. Mm-hmm. It's like this fairgrounds place, and I'm like, there can't be anybody here. And you get there, packed.
Yeah.
Everyone's having a good time. It's busy. The show. It's alive. It was, it was just incredible. I was so happy I went. People were so friendly. It was at 110%.
Yeah. And everybody did, people recognize you like, hey, you're the red cap guy, you know, whole thing. A little bit of that.
Yeah. A lot of that. But this one was different where there was kids coming up and wanting things signed. Like they were going around. There was other like famous people there and they're getting their like scuba gear signed with markers, but I've never had kids coming up, which was different.
Well, there you go. Well, that's a good sign for sure. All right. Well, look, we got hour two of Scuba Radio on deck. Lisa from the History of Diving Museum going to check in with us to talk about Vintage Dive Day. We'll tell you all about that in hour two and much more. Stay close to the world's first radio show devoted to diving. On the boat or down below, if you want to stay in the know. If you be pressurized there, you'll want to be there on Scuba Radio. Let's go! Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Scuba Radio.
This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know, what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.